It is time to find out what the weather's like halfway around the world as we go to Jaisalmer, India, and we bring in Arjun Singh. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Hello there. Did you get your child back?
I'm at Jodhpur. I actually came here to participate in a training program of 7 days, so I'm here in Jodhpur.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
the Girdhar came from the tour, and I came here, so it was tough for me because he had a lot of stories to tell me, but I had to come, so I just came on Monday morning here, and I am here for 7 days, and then I'll be back on the next Monday.
And what are you learning?
Spoken English. there are so many experts, and they try their best. But I don't speak, actually. I just listen to them because being a government employee, they are my seniors and they're my officers, so I can't blame them. I don't tell them that, no, you are making this mistake, this or that, or you are not using phonetics or so and so. But it's okay because being an employee, it's my duty to follow them. Well, some of them, they said, my article got published in this local newspaper. And someone says that I did this. Someone says that I got opportunity to go to Delhi. And someone says I got opportunity to go to Mumbai. But I never told them that I got a wonderful opportunity to go to the United States of America. And they say, if you want to go to the United States, then they just tell to the candidates or participants there that you have to pass a test of a spoken English. And it's very tough. And they say maybe 2 or 3 out of 100, they pass this test and then they get the visa for U.S. So I'm listening, because it's not good to just start and tell them that, yes, I did.
No, that's rude. It would be rude.
Yeah, because I don't want them to get impressed with these things, or maybe definitely if I start with myself, and there are some, but the most of the people who are with me, they don't know me, and I never introduced myself, them as a radio host or like this. So, okay, it's okay, but this radio program and my tour to U.S. and my friends there, they really... I have no enough words to say thanks to you all that you made me such a special person here that I feel it's okay. They are telling me and I'm listening what they try to speak, the pronunciation they try. They say, you know, the Americans, they speak like this and they speak like that and they speak like this. So I say, okay. I say, write down. In the evening, they just text. Now they are taking written tests, and then they say, on the 7th of the last day, we will take your... spoken test, and if you get failed, then we will just send a notice to your department and all those things. And I think that will be the last day will be my day, and then I will prove myself that what I am exactly.
So do you know what the spoken test entails? Are you going to have to fake it?
Yes, it's actually it's compulsory right now. They started a new program, and it's program because they say now the English is getting more and more importance in India, so they have a special budget for that. So this training is specially for the English teachers who are teaching in rural areas, and they say 100 out of 100, they don't know how to speak English. Well, at some points, they are correct because many teachers, they got degrees in master English literature, and they are graduate in English literature, but they are not in habit of speaking English, so they can't speak fluently. So maybe the government program is right on the place, and they are doing the good thing for all of them. But the problem with us that the experts who come to just explain or who come to just teach us, some of them, like, we have more than 5 or 6 experts every day. And so some of them, like 1 or 2, they do, I think, average, they are okay. But the rest of them, I don't think that, because they are not in practice of speaking. They say, you know, maybe once in your life you should talk to any foreigner. Once you should talk to any foreigner to just improve your English. They were teaching like this. And I said, yes, it's okay. I think it's okay. They are, because they never get this wonderful opportunity to talk to the foreigners, because in the teaching trade, they don't get these chances. So they try to just teach all of the candidates. We are about sometimes 30 or sometimes 35 or 40. It depends. Sometimes they come, sometimes they don't, because there is no good facility to stay. Because I am staying in a very small hotel. The others, they are staying in a hostel, because my trip to U.S., it changed everything in my life. Because now I can't adjust with some bad conditions, because I think the hostel, no facilities were there. So I wandered for the whole day when I came out of the college and I wandered for about 5 to 6 hours in the evening. And finally, I found a small hotel. I paid here, it's like $7 for a day, where I get the hot water, a separate room, clean. It's okay. No air conditions, but it's fine. A fan is there, a TV is there. So in $7, I think with these things, I can afford a little bit. It's fine, but I'm very comfortable right now. So I just, first day, I went to the hostel. I saw the conditions. I thought, no, it's not made for me. Otherwise, I will go back to the Jaisalmer. Will they give me a notice? It's okay, but I'm not going to stay there anymore. So I got this hotel, and now I'm staying in this hotel for 6 or 7 days, and then I will be back. But this is a training program, and it's a mandatory. You can't escape from that.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, it would be like Marshall going to a training program to be on the radio and not being able to say that he was on the radio. It's just, it's so, I mean, there are many things that set you apart, but the main thing that has set you apart for all of these years, and this is how we met you, because is because your spoken English is good. So.
I'm going to tell them about my radio program, all of you people who listen, they support me, love me, and definitely encourage me, inspire me. I'm going to tell them, but I'm going to just, it's just like a suspense. I don't want to tell them, because if you go and you just start to appreciate yourself, it's not a polite manner.
Oh,
so
no,
I'm
it would be
just
stupid.
Waiting for them.
It
so
would be,
I'm giving them time. It's okay. Take your time, because you are paying for that. So take your time. Last day when you just warned us that if you don't speak, we will give you notice. On that day, I will prove that, yes, your experts are here and I'm here. Now we just started. So let's happen. What happens on that day?
Yeah, no, you are absolutely right. It would be beyond foolish to mention that now. I just didn't know that you wanted a 7-day vacation in Jodhpur.
Oh, I can't say it's a vacation because I go early in the morning. It's about like 8:30, the session starts, and then we have only 40 minutes lunch. Actually, you can't go anywhere for lunch and because they don't even have a canteen in the college. So we go out and take a cup of tea, and I come back quickly, and the second session starts, and then at 5:30, sometimes at 6, we get free, and it's dark at that time. So because so many experts, it's a big problem. Actually, it's a program of 30 days, but they just met it in 7 days. So many experts, they are waiting for their turn because they have a lot of English. They think that they can speak good English. So they wonder, they just wait for their turn, and everyone is ready for that. So you don't get even a couple of minutes to go out of the class. And one thing which added in our programs nowadays, that is CCTV camera. So it is connected directly to the head of the department of our education department. So even the candidates, they are worried about these things. So they don't go out. We always, every time, stay there. But I have to buy some things for Girdhar. And Girdhar, he did a wonderful thing. When he came back, he bought a couple of things for his mother, not for me. But when I asked him that, what you bought for me, and the simple question from his side that I came for you. So he bought for his mother, not for me. But I'm going to buy something for Girdhar for sure.
Well, that's good. And that's good that that he knows to buy for his mother. Did he get something for his grandmother?
Oh, yes. Yeah, for his grandmother, for his aunt, like my sister and my brother's wife, and for my wife. It's small. You can say it's rings, earrings, and we gave him 1,000 rupees. So it's like like $15 or like that, $18. So we gave him 1,000 rupees as a pocket money, and he spent that money for 50 rupees, like for $1 for a ring. So he spent about 250 rupees on the rings there for all the ladies, especially, not for a man, not for grandpa, not for me, not for uncle, only for the ladies he bought, and for his brothers, some chocolates and all those things. And then he enjoyed it, really. He had a lot of stories, and at that time I said, I will just bring you on the radio. You can just share stories with the people abroad. But next time when I go back, and he's, I think, getting ready for these things, so he will tell you a lot about what exactly happened when he was there. And you were right. When he came back, he's different. He's not the Girdhar anymore when he went. It's very, very different. In a couple of hours, I stayed with him, and looking different. Actually, I learned a lot of things. He says same thing, like he slept in a room, not with his parents, and he just did a lot of things by his own. He bought things. He took some decisions. Should he go in that museum or not, and all those things. So So he's happy with these things. And even when I came here, he said, Papa, that if you have time, you can call me for a couple of days. I can spend 2 days with you in Jodhpur. But I said, it's not possible, so it's okay.
I saw the pictures of him getting off the bus. It looked kind of cool.
Yeah, sir.
He's all grown up now. It's amazing. He looks like a teenager, a middle aged. He's all grown up. He's not the little girl. He's not the little guy anymore.
These kinds of buses. When I came in 2009, I traveled only in US when I came, and he started. He got this chances when he's 13 years old. The buses were especially they came from Jodhpur to Jaisalmer. So these are the air conditioning, because we in Jaisalmer we don't have these kinds of buses. So that's why they charged extra for that. But really, he's grown up, as you saw in the pictures, and he's very happy.
And it's good that, you know, at the same time as you grow up, the more different things that you are exposed to, the better. Although one day we will all laugh about today's show. Did you know that you had to go for this special training?
No, actually not. Actually not. It was a sudden order from the department, and on that it was written that you are just ordered specially for that, and there are chances only on one basis, that if you are hospitalized, if you are in hospital, then you can. Otherwise, you can't say no. So it was you have to attend this program. No chances at all. Well, some teachers they don't like to come here, but they have no options, because they told that if you are on medical leave, then you can get some chances from this training. You can not attend, otherwise you have to attend. So I got a day before the order, and my the education department, the officer of the education department, said next day you have to go to the Jodhpur, no chances for you. I said it's okay, if it's a course of spoken English, I'll go there.
Well, I think that's fantastic, and you know that this completely appeals to my sense of the ridiculous. So you're going to keep me, and I am sure many of your other listeners, smiling for a good week. I'm so sorry, but it just makes the best story.
No, actually, even today, one of the experts, he was teaching us about the phonetics, and I slowly said, my fair lady, and he didn't get it.
Yeah, you're sunk. You're going to fail the test. You know that, right?
I especially spoke. I said, so many people were there. I said, my fair lady, and nobody, just no reactions at that time. Because I know they have no any idea of Pygmalion, Bernard Shaw, my fair lady. So it's okay. I'm learning. That's fine. It's a part of your job. You can't say no.
This is called reverse learning. Anyway, we will talk to you next week. And how many more days do you have?
I will be free on Sunday. So maybe I will be back either on late night at Sunday or in the Monday morning. So till Sunday, I'm here.
All right. Well, we think of you, and we send our best. And good luck.
And I have no enough words to say thanks to you all that you made me so special in this training program. It's just because of this. Otherwise, I would be just like the others there are. So I feel myself very different from them. It's just because of this wonderful opportunity. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
And thank you so much for what you do.
Happy Thanksgiving, Arjun.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Take care. Arjun Singh, Around the World, here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, if you missed it live, you can get it on demand.
No.